Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been?
Happy Father's Day!
Honey, remember, he's your father and he loves you.
You have sired 533 children.
Are you gonna be a good boy for your father?
There's nothing compared. Nothing compared to you, Daddy.
Did I just sound like a rock band?
A little bit.
I want to play rock band so bad. We have one guitar that will not sync up, and so we've just stopped playing. I feel like I'm so cool. I feel so cool whenever I play rock band.
I've had two singing shining moments in my life.
One on rock band?
One was at the bar in New York whenever I hit that Queen note.
Yeah.
And another one was on rock band.
Yes.
I was at my girlfriend Marta's house, and I don't remember what it was that I was singing or why they even let me sing, because I'm just notoriously bad. But I was singing. It was probably Alanis Morissette.
Probably.
Yeah. Super long time ago. But anyway, yeah, Marta was like, oh my God, you're so good. Except for she's Polish. So she's like, oh my God, you're so... You know, kind of like that.
that was not it at all.
Nope. I nailed it the other week. Good but day. Yeah. Yeah, she thought I was really good. But then now as I'm verbalizing that out loud, it's probably because she doesn't know music. So she's like, oh my God, what is this joyful noise you're
yeah,
making?
I mean, rock band's definitely not cool anymore. Was it ever cool? I don't
know. Yes. Absolutely. I still think it's cool because I can't play a musical instrument unless they have the color-coded keys on it and it's play-by-play like that.
It's just so fun. Anyway, so there's the four things that you can do, I think. I don't know if you can do more. There's like two guitars, the mic that you sing, and then the drums. And whatever, so there's four people in the family and there's one thing that doesn't work. So somebody can't play and it's just stupid.
You know what this reminds me of? My family's band. Because there's more members of the family than there are spots in the band.
Yeah, that's
according to my family.
It's not really fair, is it?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
They just go on without me. Not invited at all. Probably because of my lack of musical skills, but still. I think we're going to go scope out the next place my dad's going to perform on Father's Day. We're going to scope it out on Father's Day, and he's going to perform 4th of July, I think.
Wonderful.
Maybe I should take it upon myself to go up and audition.
Yes.
No request. Just go and do it.
With a recorder, please.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a new woman, and I'm not just saying that because Lacey has burned off all the top layers of her skin, revealing a very fresh, a very pink carcass. No, she's glowing with a praise report. Lacey got her car back and feeling more like herself.
Amy, this is the second time today you have made me die laughing. I don't even want to intro you. Mine is so dumb.
No. Let me hear it.
You better die laughing afterwards. I don't care how fake it is.
It's great. I can do it.
She's the mother of two, maybe three children. Her husband started impregnating her when they were both young. She's matured, but he still acts like that carefree teenager. And we will hear from those little accidents later. The baby mama that I'm talking about is my lovely co-host, and her name is...
Amy Nichols. I forgot to say my name. I was in shock. They're not accidents. You say surprise.
I told you it wasn't well thought out.
I do like it.
No, you pink carcassed me. That was so great. Like, I don't even add an update. What's the update? I lost my skin. It's coming off in like severity. It is to the point that it's embarrassing. Russ Faye saw me in the hallway yesterday and he's like, oh my gosh, you're peeling. And I was like, yeah, I burnt. He goes, you don't wear sunscreen? No. I normally don't burn. Like, this is the one time I'll do it. He's like, no, but cancer. Like, I'm not worried about you sunburning, but like, this looks unhealthy. It's coming off in sheets and layers and it won't stop. And it started last Friday. I did a firefighting event with Justin and I'm standing out in the sun and my skin started bubbling up and I was like playing with it. Like I'm playing with Brill, you know, I'm just like, ooh, my skin's fun for the first time ever. Normally it's itchy. Normally it's always coming off, but this is like the prequel to that. So it's a little bit fun. You can like touch my skin and
stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a science experiment if your skin's all bubbly.
So I showed Justin and I was like, hey, look, my skin's getting ready to come off. And he was like, that is so gross. I don't know why you showed it to me. And it was before we were going to go eat. And then I felt stupid. Like, I showed Jeremy. He was like, cool. Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm great. Justin was grossed out.
What about Jeremy? How's his skin looking? Because he got burnt really bad. Is he peeling?
No, he turned brown.
Whoa.
I know. It's like we switched positions. So he's all nice and brown. I'm still brown underneath. Just my skin won't stop coming off. Like I went to the movies on Saturday with a friend and I was wearing a summer dress because that's my jam all summer long. Like no waistlines. And I go to leave and I caught a glance of my back and my back was just completely peeling. I had to turn around and go back and change because I'm like, ooh, nobody wants to see that. Because it's like my skin will just be floating in the air. I just lifted up my shirt for a second and then like I have skin particles all around me.
Well, I mean, everyone can spot you or where you've been.
Yeah.
You like leave a residue.
I mean, it looks dangerous. If I didn't know me, I'd be like, ooh, are you contagious? That can't be good.
Leprosy. I don't think that's what leprosy looks like.
I don't know.
Is leprosy dead? I only know of it in the Bible.
I think so.
Okay. I will look it up. I'll Google later. That's what I'll do.
Unconfirmed, but I'm going to say, don't be scared of leprosy. Just be scared of skin cancer. So be sure and wear sunscreen. But I do have an update, even though Amy already said it.
I'm sorry.
In the intro, I don't care because I'm so happy. I got my car back yesterday.
Yes.
And I have been, I've just been rejoicing ever since. First off, I was driving a Kia Soul and it was cool. It's just different because it's a big box. So I'm up higher than I'm used to. And then I get my car back yesterday and I'm like, oh, I'm not used to driving this anymore. Like I feel so down low. I had to adjust my seats. My seats wasn't where I'm used to it being. But the ride in this morning, I was so carefree. I mean, I'm still paranoid. Jeremy and I went out for ice cream last night. And as I'm like, pulling across the street and I have to wait in the middle until I can get back over in my lane. He's like, pull up some more. Make sure nobody's going to hit your tail end. And I'm like, babe, I still know how to drive, but we're both just like, okay, don't do anything to the car now. Even though it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I'm still paranoid that somebody's going to hit me. But it's fine. Nobody has. It's been one day. Nobody has hit me. And my ride in this morning, I have my radio like tuned into everything that I like. I can hit my favorite artists and favorite songs. So this morning I let my radio just choose my tunes on
that
the way
is
in.
So cool.
Yeah. So I'm writing in and it's like, hey, you want to hear this person? You dang right I do. And said, flip it over. So I was just, it was great.
Flipping cars all back, over the place.
Flipping all over the place. Now not you have flipping your to the law.
Yeah. You got your sunroof back. You can flip any way you like.
It was so good. So I'm happy about that. I did think about messing with my neighbors though, because, I had this rental car for, what, 2-3 weeks? I mean, it's been since before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So I kept my car parked outside, and Jeremy would park in the garage because I didn't want to have to get in and out of my garage. I was going through my front door and said, oh, what a pain. But my neighbors never once checked on me, never once asked, like, who's this car? Is everything okay? So I told Jeremy whenever I got my car back yesterday, I was like, do you think I should text the neighbors and be like, hey man, I've been out of town for a long time. Hope you're keeping an eye on the house. Nobody's been over with Jeremy, have they?
That would have been great. You could still do that.
I could. Jeremy didn't think it was very, he was like, I had to kind of explain it to him at first. And I'm like, you know, cause like I've been gone and you shouldn't have people at the house. And then there's been this car here the whole time. Then like, would they rat on you or would they be like, ooh, no, let me talk to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Like, let me find out the scoop.
Are they more friends with you or more friends with Jeremy?
I don't know. I haven't heard from them bastards in a couple weeks. So
you know what you need? I think you need one of those accident reports, the little countdown. So like you just keep it in your car and day since the last accident, and then
I don't know.
Is that superstitious? I mean, would
jinx?
That be
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I think I'd be asking for it then.
Probably.
But I'm so happy to have my car back.
I'm
it feels
happy for
great.
You.
It feels so good. And whenever we picked up my car yesterday, the guy at the collision place, he was super nice and was saying, "Oh, if you could fill out the survey, that'd be grateful." This, and he was super helpful. So we'd be more than happy to do that. But he said, well, I always try to make sure that people have a good experience here because nobody's ever in a good mood whenever they're here. Because
it's
usually it's because somebody else caused this accident.
Yeah.
You'd probably go, I don't know. But how bad does that suck to have that job though? Like, he was really good at that job, but I wouldn't want a job where everybody is miserable all the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to have to put up with people's crap.
You know, I guess anyone doing customer service over the phone, I mean, do you ever call anyone for a good report or say thank you? Or no, it's always something you want to change or you don't like, right?
Yeah, that's true. I thought for a hot minute, I enjoyed psychology in college. So I thought like, ooh, maybe I could be a psychologist. And then I was like, listening to people complain all day? No, I'm out. I can't. And now I'm so mentally unstable, I'm glad I didn't pick that career.
You are not mentally unstable.
Because I'd be like, same. And then I'd start bitching with them, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
So, 'tis the season of the daddies.
Yeah.
Father's Day is this weekend. Do you have big plans?
We love dads. No. I mean, there's going to be a lot of running around because there's a lot of dads in my life. But we're just going to try to fit it all in. Dinner's here. Lunch is there.
Yay. I was hoping to not do the Father's Day rush with my dad. I'll go to church with them. But Mother's Day was such a cluster trying to get a last minute reservation, and we had to like settle on where we wanted to eat. So I was hoping I could take my dad out Friday night, but his work schedule just changed and he's going to be working Friday. So it would be too rush. So I think I'm just going to go to church with him and then go check out the future venue where he's going to perform. We'll make a day of it.
Especially on Sunday. Yeah, for sure.
And Amy, in honor of Father's Day, you talked to your two beautiful miracles. Is that what you said?
Surprises, not three. Correction. I know that was a joke.
Well, three because Josh can sometimes be the child.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zuko.
No.
The kids call him their brother. They're in denial. They want another child. And no, it's not going to happen. So.
So you have two children.
Morgan and Maddox.
How old's Morgan?
Morgan is 14. Maddox is 12. Morgan's, of course, my girl. I don't know. It's a gender neutral name. So maybe y'all didn't know.
But you talked to Morgan and Maddox about some things that they love about their dad.
Do y'all have a favorite memory of dad?
Whenever he tried to jump kick a balloon and he landed on his back.
When did he do that?
After Morgan's birthday.
Recently?
Yeah, in there.
Did he hurt himself?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that whenever he was saying that his neck hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have one? You can't steal the same one.
Probably when Max left all his toys on his floor and Dad came in and just stepped on all of them.
So, give me an example of the sound that he made when he stepped on him.
Ow, that really hurt.
That's not real. That's your favorite memory of dad getting hurt. That's y'all's favorite memory.
Well, I didn't have a lot of time to think about this.
I think that is so funny because listening to this morning made me think of Homer Simpson. Like, they just make Josh sound like he's just this big goofball.
He's not a buffoon. I don't know why they say that. It was whatever. He's a great dad, but I guess it's just funny to see people get hurt. We watch America's Funniest Home Video and we love it. So it's just great. But last weekend, it was weird because Josh was like, oh, gosh, my neck really hurts. And I was like, well, what happened? So this is what happened. He was acting like an idiot, jumping around and kicking stuff up in the air and hurt himself. But he was in the pool and he was fine. A morning, oh, my neck, I can't do anything. And they get in the pool for hours and he's totally cool. And then later on that night, he was hurting again. How convenient. He was fine in the pool.
Also, he tried to steal your sickness, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can I not have one thing? I was so mad. I told him, if you can huck a loogie right now and show it to me, you can be sick. That's really immature. But we did it. We totally compared loogies.
I didn't know that actually happened.
Yeah, we actually did. And like, we had one of the other the kids' cousins in the car, and I'm like, I should probably not act like a child whenever we have someone else's kid in the car.
I'm just proud of you for knowing what was wrong with Josh anyway, with his neck, because your daughter said some stuff about, you know, when your friend stabs you in the back or something like that, and you're like, awkward, moving on. So I kind of figured Josh is like, oh, my neck hurts. And you're like, meh. Whatever. I don't care. I'm sick. Look at my loogie.
Come on. Men always overreact with the sicknesses and the ailments.
Oh, for sure. The worst thing that can happen to Jeremy is getting sick.
I've taken care of Josh when he's broken his feet twice, ear surgeries. I'm always taking care of him. And I just want to be sick once, just once. And he tries to take it from me. No, I'm sick, not you. I couldn't breathe for 2 days. And he's like sniffling around the house. You stop it.
Longer. It was longer than two days that you were sick.
Yeah.
You were pretty bad last week.
Yeah, I was. But I mean, I recovered pretty dang fast.
And you weren't pathetic.
No.
I could only hear you because you're in the same room as me.
That's right.
And you were walking around with tissue in your nose. That was kind of a dead giveaway.
Sorry. I just thought it would be easier. And I didn't want to like rough up my nose, you know, and get it all dry and nasty and skinny. No offense.
That's all me. And then you asked them some more specific memories of your husband, their dad, Josh.
Can you think of something embarrassing Dad did to you or that you embarrassed him?
Oh, yeah. The first day of school, he tried walking me to like the front and started holding my hand.
Did you do that this year?
No, I think it was like late elementary, like fifth grade. Fourth grade.
When me and Dad will go to the store by ourselves, and then I'll just like sing really loud. They'll like run away from me.
He runs away from you?
Or, like, he'll tell me to stop. Like, you can tell he's really embarrassed.
Do you think Dad likes to embarrass you, though?
Probably.
So he deserves it, right?
Probably.
Okay, what was that? My son was just humming. I have no idea why. I was like, I just like turned to him. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not realize? Oh, and another thing, I mean, you can't tell because you weren't in the room with us, but he kept on tapping the phone because the light would go off and he didn't want the light to go off. So he kept tapping. It was laying on my chest and he would tap the phone and he just starts humming. I mean, ugh, he's just kind of oblivious to what's going on.
He doesn't know the ins and outs of radio, but he was still trying to do some producing on the fly because he wanted to make sure that phone was still recording.
Yes.
So yes, I'm very proud of him for that.
Yeah, and I want to know this grocery store experience with Morgan and Josh, because I'm pretty sure I do all the grocery shopping.
Oh, okay, silly me. I thought you were concerned because he left her in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, speaking of embarrassing moments, do you have any embarrassing moments from your dad?
Yes, my stepdad, when... him and my mom first got married, he bought this old, it was seriously rust orange. That was the color. It was not just a rusted car. That was the choice of color they painted on the car. It would backfire. Like, it sounded like a shotgun. And so I was so embarrassed of this car, and he would do it on purpose. Dads mm-hmm. do that. I would make him drop me off like a block away from the school so he didn't have the option to do that. And then with my dad, I embarrassed him. He took me on a cruise to Alaska, a week long, and I'd never done any formal attire before. It was my first cocktail dress. And
how old were you?
I was 15.
Wow.
And I was in the dining hall, and it was in the back of the boat. It's a big cruise ship. And, of course, I get sick. So I excused myself from the table and was walking away, and he followed me. He's in a tux and with the shiny shoes, and I couldn't find a trash can. I spilled my cookies all over his tux shoes. And there was another formal night later on in the week. So I felt so bad. But that's just typical me.
But he knew there was a good possibility.
Why did he follow me? I don't know. And why is there not a trash can in the hall? It reminds me of the other time that flight attendants, but if you don't put the throw up bag in the back of the seat and I vomit, I'm sorry, you have to clean it up, but I should have had that bag in the back of my seat.
So was it in the back of the seat or did you not make it to a trash can? What happened?
No, there wasn't a bag in the back of the seat. So I vomited on the floor.
Oh.
Of the airplane. Sorry.
I love how you love talking about this.
Oh.
All the time. It's cool.
I said spilled cookies.
I know. And.
Is that better?
Yeah. I can't say the P word. I get I don't mean the
P word.
Puke.
Oh.
Yeah. That one's the grossest one to me.
You asked.
I know. I have a couple embarrassing dad moments, and we do have one more clip of your kids. Cute kiddos. But I never really talked about this because this is so taboo here. So we lived in a trailer in Georgia, and that sounds so completely white trash. But in Georgia, we don't have tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. So we had like a custom built trailer, and it was nice. The nicest place that I lived in till I grew up and got my own home.
I've seen a lot of nice trailers.
They were super nice, and everybody lived in trailers. But, well, a lot of people. It was one extreme or the next. Either you lived in an antebellum plantation or you lived in a trailer. But people would buy their own lots and put a trailer there. So it wasn't like an old cheapo trailer park that you imagine. But our trailer was nice, and I absolutely loved it. I really did. Well, I had my first boyfriend, my puppy love in high school, and he's bringing me home from high school for the first time. And so there were a couple like odd colored trailers in the neighborhood. So I brought him up the back way, and there's like this big bright blue trailer. And I'm like, that's my house. And then he'd go to pull in, and I'm like, I'm just kidding. I have a nicer one. We're up the road. And, you know, I did that a couple times. Well, I pull up to my house.
Just did it not get old the first couple of times?
No, I'm so funny. Just keep the joke going. So we pull around the corner and pull up to my house, my trailer. And my front porch was completely gone. My dad had decided to start rebuilding our porch that day. So whenever I left, I had a front porch. And there was like a nice little drop down because Georgia's really hilly.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Hilly. Yeah. Georgia's really hilly. So we had more undersiding or something underneath one side of the trailer because we're on a huge hill. I said it wrong that time.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
We're on a huge hill. So this was a nice drop down. Like, it was noticeable. Something's missing from here. But whenever I went to school that morning, we had a front porch. That day, my dad removed the front porch, put it on the back porch, and then he built this gigantic big porch. But there was nothing in the process of him building this porch. Yeah. I just came home and I'm like, cool, I'm gonna jump up to the front door and hope somebody catches me.
Aww.
So I was embarrassed about that. But my grandmother was going to come stay with us, and she needed like handicap accessible. So he built this gigantic big porch. It was nice. It had wheelchair access on one side, steps on the other side. It's gorgeous. It's still there. It is such a good looking porch. Yeah. Yeah. But I was embarrassed because I'm joking about my ugly house. And then we come home and I'm like, cool.
Oh, I'm missing something.
Yeah. And then my other one, I love him. So this is not his fault, but some people don't like the way that their parents dress. Well, my dad is a cowboy through and through. He is, unless he goes out to eat with Heaven, then I went out to eat with him and Heaven and my mom whenever they lived in Las Vegas. And he's always been a cowboy, always dressed like a cowboy. He always has his cowboy hat on. Well, we go out to lunch, and people in Vegas don't dress like that, you know? So there's this little boy sitting beside us, and he goes, look, Dad, there's a cowboy. And Heaven leans over and he goes, yeah, but he's not really a cowboy. Like, we don't have any cows or cattle or anything. He just wears a hat. But he's always dressed like that. So it was freshman orientation in high school. And he escorts me, and we're looking around the high school and meeting people and everything else. And he's wearing his super tight Wranglers. So some of the sophomore. Some of the sophomores that I knew were walking by, and they're like, ew, who's that dude wearing those really tight jeans? Because my dad's young. He's only a little bit older than me. So, and I'll get into more of that later. But he looked like he could have been going to that high school. So my friend knew it was my dad and saw me with him, but didn't want to embarrass me. So he didn't point out the fact that was Lacey G's dad. Yeah. Because they're all making fun of him, you know? Look at all this dude's dressed with those tight pants on.
So years later, does he still wear the tight jeans?
He's older, so they've gotten a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, he was in his prime back then. He was 30 years old whenever I graduated high school.
Whoa.
You saw my high school graduation picture the other day.
I didn't know he was 30, though.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, my stepdad is from Oklahoma, and he really did grow up on a farm. So I don't know. I don't know why this even matters, him growing up on a farm. Basically, he didn't ever wear a shirt, like, the first 10 years that my parents were married. And so we were, like, going through old albums, and it's like, what, are you never wearing a shirt? Like, every single picture. And it was so embarrassing. We can't show any of these to anybody because just put a shirt on.
It does matter that he grew up on a farm, Amy.
Do they not wear shirts
outside? Probably.
Don't wear shirts on farm.
Yeah, he's outside, like, picking vegetables and stuff.
I guess.
Shucking corn.
Yeah.
You don't need clothes for that. Clothing is optional. I do want to get to this last thing that your kids said, just because they are so cute.
They're adorable.
I love hearing your interaction with your children because I'm not around them that often. I'm not around you that often outside of work. Dang it.
I love that I can't talk here and I can't talk at home. There are still, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I can't even talk to my kids without stuttering.
Talking is overrated. Let's hear what the kids had to say.
What would Dad like for gift for Father's Day, do you think?
Probably anything with love in it.
Like make something?
Yeah.
What about a thing to get Dad?
Popcorn, jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. Those are garbage, but he would love them. What will you get him for Father's Day?
I can't say that because what if he listens to this?
He won't.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Because he doesn't support Mom.
I don't know what I'll get him yet.
Do you think... you will tease him and say, oh, let's have a secret meeting in the hallway and pretend like we're going to do something as a surprise like you did for me for Mother's Day and then I got nothing.
What?
Yelled at him. Remember that?
No.
We took you to Mi Pueblos.
Yeah, because I wanted to go, not because y'all were taking me.
Oh yeah, Dad had a plan. He said he was going to do something, but he didn't do it.
Oh, it was Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He stinks.
So I love how you're asking your kids about Father's Day and then you turn it back into Mother's Day.
Let's make it about me.
I support that.
I'm glad somebody supports me. I'm just kidding.
So we did want to talk more about our dads on Father's Day, and you know how people go on social media to wish their parents a happy whatever. Happy birthday to my mom who's not on Instagram. Happy anniversary to my dad. And even though they're not on Facebook, it's like, okay, well, shut up. What are you doing?
It's a tribute they'll never see.
Yeah. So, same. This is an ode to my dad that doesn't listen to this podcast. And I do want to preface it with, my intention was to go funny and then I didn't. And then I haven't even read over this, so I hope it's fine. I think I had good intentions starting off, and then I kind of trailed off. We'll see. We'll see what you think.
Okay. Can't wait.
This may or may not be better than my intro.
Your intro was great.
I was young whenever you came into my life, but you were younger. Well, not younger than me, but still not older by much. Legally, you were a lot older. My mom snagged you when you were super young. But she's not just a God-fearing woman. She's also a law-abiding citizen.
How long have you been my dad?
I've been your dad for forever. Since 1993, how about that?
How old were you whenever you married my mom?
I was 21. Yeah.
What made you want to marry a woman who had two older kids?
Hey, I was in love with all of you.
Oh, my goodness. That's the best answer ever.
You were young but responsible, and you were fun. I'll never forget our first date. You took me to the rodeo. I was in a country phase at the time. I was likely wearing my Justin boots and a Western shirt. You were probably dressed the same. You never did leave that country phase. You bought me a Frisbee thing. I immediately got it stuck on the roof, and I'm pretty sure that you got it off for me, but now I don't know if that really happened or if it even could have happened logistically or if I just always thought you did because you could do everything. I always thought you could and never proved me wrong. Do everything. I don't think that was
put. No, I got it.
Okay. You were my dad, even when others couldn't see it.
Do you remember whenever we used to go out on dates and people thought that you were my boyfriend?
That was hilarious.
That happened multiple times. Not only that, one time you dropped me off in middle school in your truck and I kissed you.
And I go to my school, I go to my home room, and everybody was like, who was your boyfriend who dropped you off at school today? I was 11. I don't even know people old enough to drive. So, no. But we always had to specify because everybody always thought we were together. And then you'd blow their mind and say, nope, I'm her dad, and walk out of there.
Now, then people really look at it strange, right? Go out to a restaurant, and, oh, y'all are such a cute couple. She's my daughter.
Yeah, that happened a lot. You never explained the situation. You never called me a stepchild. You just said that you were my dad. And sometimes you would really blow their mind and tell them your age. That happened multiple times. And we were in Georgia, so they didn't even ask any questions. Like, how did that work out? Yeah, no. And then I grew up and moved out, and you still took care of me. You rescued me when my car broke down during my first big move from Georgia to Texas. You fixed my cars, a lot of them. You bought me one after I ruined yours. You paid some bills that I promised to pay back and never did, and I never will. I appreciate your generosity, but the struggle is real, still. In fact, Dad, can I ask a favor? I'm just kidding. I asked every favor that I could from you for our wedding. Can we all go to Ireland? Will you walk me down the aisle? Will you officiate the wedding? Will you sing the first song? Will you keep Mom calm? You did all the above and still surprised me with a song that you wrote for me on my wedding day. I still call you with questions, for advice, during emergencies, and you were always there, and I am forever grateful. Thank you for being my dad. Thank you for choosing us, and I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day. And then this little unpaid endorsement. And if you need a gift for your dad this Father's Day, purchase a custom-made guitar or one of my dad's CDs at wesmacmillan.com. That is WESMCMILLIAN.com.
That was beautiful. I thought that was great.
Well, thank you.
Well, now feel like maybe mine aren't
you're not
great.
Bailing out on me.
I'm not bailing. You should always make me go first, Lacey. Come on.
I thought this episode was getting a little bit too Amy heavy because, you know, there were the clips and everything. I thought I had to interject sometimes. I'm more of the Amy on this episode.
No, I thought that was so great. I need to meet him. I've met your mom a few times.
He's great. A lot of my friends. Okay, so my dad's 12 years older than me, 11 years younger than my mom. And they got married whenever he was 21. I was 9 and my brother was 12. So he didn't even get us for the cute ages. Like, I was still cute for a little bit, but then I turned bad.
Yeah, the
so
awkward
quick.
Stage.
Preteen. And I mean, then it was just downhill. And my brother was already on the side of bad. So the fact that he stuck it out because of us, like, I can't believe it. Because he was young, dealing with preteen crap. He was hardly out of preteens himself, you know? But I have a lot of my friends are a good deal older than me. And whenever my friends would meet my dad, I'm like, don't hit on him. And they're like, what? I'm like, no, like, he's the same age as you. Don't be hitting on my dad at all.
And you said it perfectly that he chose all of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
No, he was so great. And now to be able to see him with Heaven is just so great because they've had Heaven since she was a baby. So now he gets the cute kid, finally.
Yeah.
Because we were just such buttheads. I was cute for a short amount of time. And he said in another clip that I didn't pull. He was saying, so I asked him first memory of me, and he couldn't remember. And I was like, oh, well, I remember going to rodeo with you. That's whenever I first met him. And he's like, well, I remember whenever I figured you out because you were cute and you could get people to do whatever you want. And then one day I saw through you, and your mom was amazed and was like, oh, my God, you finally seen the real Lacey. Because I'd be cute and I'd get whatever I want. And then if you didn't give it to me, I'd be a brat. Yeah. By the time he finally saw that. So he remembers that the first time he saw the real me.
He saw the real you and still loved you.
Yeah.
Is fantastic. Go, Dad.
WesMacMillan.com. Would kill me if he knew that. But I used to always plug his website here. That'd come up in like in personal conversations, you know? Need a guitar? WesMacMillan.com. Need
Why
a CD? WesMacMillan.com.
He shouldn't hate that.
Oh my God, he's so talented. That's how I know we're not blood related. It's because that is a man of many, many talents.
Shut up. All right. I've got a few dads here. First, to my dad. Thank you for enriching my life with culture, taking me to museums to look at art, concerts full of art orchestras, being 100% reliable and showing me what a date with a real man is supposed to look like. Pops, which is Pete. I used to call him that when I was little. Thank you for teaching me to ride a bike, showing me the way around a kitchen and the difference between Phillips and a flathead screwdriver, even though you embarrass me when we go to lunch. And Josh, the father of my children, thank you for being playful, whether it's hide and seek or dance parties, and teaching our kids to make a decent cup of chocolate milk, because that's really important. I love that you're a super involved dad and the perfect partner to help raise our children. Also, our son adores you and wants to be just like you, so you know you're doing a good job there. And despite our daughter being extremely difficult sometimes in her teenage years, thank you for being thoughtful enough to be patient with her and not be so quick to anger. He's a lover, not a fighter.
Aww. Yeah. I love that. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I've got some great guys in my life.
Oh, crap. I should have said something about my father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I love him as well.
Same.
I really do have a great father-in-law.
So do I.
I just didn't include him in this. It's well, okay. He doesn't listen either. And with that, I do want to say happy Father's Day to all of our dads, Nick Adams, Gary Ball, Stephen Mullen. I hope I didn't smack too much in this one. Stephen, if you ever say anything to me, I'm constantly paranoid about it. So Stephen Mullen has gone on before and given us a lot of praise, said he's not someone who you would picture listening to this podcast because he's an older gentleman, father of two, all this different kind of stuff, but that he absolutely loves us. But then he came back a couple weeks ago and he's like, girl, I like you, but that smacking is out of control. And I'm like, dang it. So ever since then, like, I try to take it out of there. I would like to think you can only call me out for something one time. That's not true, because I'm some, I don't even mean to.
Yes.
I don't know why I do it. Stop, I don't know it. Why I smack. Sorry to end the Father's Day on that for you, Stephen Mullen. But happy Father's Day to you all. So thank you for listening to this very full of love podcast that we had. Is this abnormal for us?
Yeah, we're actually positive.
Yeah. Like, thank you for being a great dad. Thank you to all the other dads. Thank you to your dads. Thank you to my dads. Thank you for the dads that I forgot and just thought of last minute. Like, thank you, dads. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Kips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating and a comment. That would super duper help us out. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. We'd love to hit you. We would love to hear from you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Loose Lips Hips. Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles to see what Amy is munching on for lunch. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. And we are going to end on a special message to Mr. Childbearing Hips, Josh Nichols, from his grateful children.
Any personal messages you'd like to give a dad if he did listen?
No.
Come on, just think of something.
He's not listening.
Okay, well, I'll show him this part. Okay, so just give him a message now.
Happy Father's Day.
Do you want to add something or maybe mean it a little more?
I don't know.
Dad's here in the living room. What do you want to say to him on Father's Day?
I love you, Dad.
Are you done? Are you leaving the room? All right.
Good night.